So, the question. I know they say that emptiness is the ultimate truth, and also that it does not exist ultimately. That said, I sometimes get the feeling that I am thinking of emptiness too solidly. Okay. So, yeah, this is a common thing, because emptiness is what we call a non-affirming negation. It's saying there's no inherent existence. And in saying that, it's not affirming any kind of positive phenomena. But our mind is always used to thinking of positive phenomena. And whenever we think of positive phenomena, they're pretty solid, aren't they? You know, if we say I, or my emotions, or, you know, the table, whatever it is, it's solid. So thinking of a negative phenomena that's just a lack of something seems, we're not used to that so much. Okay. Also, another part of the problem is sometimes people have translated the term as absolute truth, and that really gives the wrong impression. You know, absolute, like it's something out there, independent, objective, unrelated to anything else. It's an absolute that, you know, kind of doesn't change and has it exists out there very solidly. Now, while it's true, emptiness doesn't change. It is a permanent phenomenon. It is dependent, okay, because everything is dependent. So it's not some kind of absolute out there, unrelated to everything. Lama Yeshe used to say to us, emptiness is right here, right now, you just don't see it. You know, in other words, emptiness is our fundamental nature, our the deeper mode in which we exist, but we just don't see it. So it's not in some universe, you know, in some other realm. It is, it's like, just to use an analogy, it's like a fish doesn't see the water. You know, we exist within emptiness, not separate from emptiness. But we just don't see it because we're so busy seeing true existence, which is the opposite of the emptiness of true existence. Okay. So that's to start with. We'll continue this question tomorrow.